What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, just click on the link in this episode's description. Today, China's growing bride trafficking problem and what can be done to stop it.
My name is Chou.
Cho is a psychologist who works at an organization called Blue Dragon in Vietnam, which helps women escape and recover from trafficking.
We provide the direct services for the survivor when they land to Vietnam.
She told Tortoise about the first case she ever worked on, around a decade ago. A 16-year-old girl we're going to call Jennifer, who was working on the streets of Hanoi.
She worked on the streets to support the family to earn money.
Cho says Jennifer was smart and knew the dangers of trafficking, but she was groomed by someone who visited her food stall every day.
She still remembers about the trafficker talked to her like, I treat you like my daughter because I'm very care about you and love you. I have a job.
The trafficker promised Jennifer a better paying job in China, but when she got there, she was sold to a family as a wife.
And she very nervous and very afraid, but she cannot escape because she it's difficult for her because she didn't know language. She didn't know anything in China.
Jennifer was trapped in a rural village. She didn't know anyone and she didn't speak the language. She was sexually assaulted and beaten after multiple escape attempts.
The purpose of the marriage is about how to have the baby to have a next generation. So they try to make her to be pregnant.
It's hard to listen to, but this is a typical experience for women Cho works with. It's called bride trafficking. But what does that actually mean and how often does it happen? Trafficking is a global industry worth an estimated $150 billion. It happens all around the world to men, women and children. Victims trafficked into the UK might be forced into the sex trade, or they could be forced to work as a labourer or washing cars. But what's known as bride trafficking is a particular issue in and around China right now. Because of China's one-child policy, which ended in 2016, there are nearly 40 million more men than women across the country. In a patriarchal culture which places value on marriage and having children, there's pressure for a man to find a wife. Yacho Wang is a senior China researcher from Human Rights Watch who's been working on bride trafficking.
It's definitely not a new phenomenon. You know, even in the 90s, we heard a lot of stories of bride trafficking within China. It's newer in the sense that now it involves women outside China in neighboring countries.
She says there's such a demand for brides that women are being trafficked from all nine of China's neighbouring countries and sold into marriages in rural villages. It's hard to get exact figures because trafficking is illegal and under the radar, but a study estimated that between 2013 and 2017, 21,000 women from two border states in neighbouring Myanmar were victims of forced marriage in China. Investigators in Pakistan listed 629 girls they believe were trafficked into China between 2017 and 2019. In total, Blue Dragon, just one of the organisations working on this issue in Vietnam, has helped around 1,300 women since 2007. Across all nine countries bordering China, we're talking about tens of thousands of women who are likely to have been trafficked to be brides.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection. a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why pre-arranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Jennifer, who was trafficked from Vietnam to rural China, eventually managed to get in touch with her family and was able to escape from the house she was being kept in. When she arrived in Cho's office, she was in a bad way. Most women Cho sees have post-traumatic stress disorder or sexual trauma.
And with the symptom of the PTSD or the impact of the anxiety or stress, they cannot be better without the support. Because they worry, they all flashback on what happened in China. Yeah.
She says lots of the women blame themselves. They think they should have seen it coming. But it's important to understand the dynamics at play. A 2022 report into bride trafficking in Cambodia highlights a lack of employment opportunities for women in the country, making them a target for traffickers offering jobs and money. The Chinese government has committed to tackling the problem and has launched a specific counter-trafficking plan. But Yacho Wang from Human Rights Watch is sceptical about whether it will work. She points out that the demographic forces driving demand for brides in China and spilling out into neighbouring countries aren't going away anytime soon.
I think, fundamentally, it's going to be an unsolvable issue because there are just, 30 to 40 million more men than women.
The Chinese government likes to maintain social order. And with outrage growing inside and outside China over the trafficking of women to become brides, the ruling Chinese Communist Party is faced with a question. What's more likely to disrupt the social order it's determined to maintain? Millions of unmarried men or allowing trafficking to continue? Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker. This episode was written and mixed by Claudia Williams. It was reported by Poppy Seabag Montefiore with additional reporting by Ella Hill. If you'd like to find out more about bride trafficking in China, you can listen to this week's episode of Tortoise's investigative podcast, The Slow Newscast. It's called Chained Woman, and it's about a high-profile case of trafficking that caused outrage on Chinese social media. To hear it, just click the link in this episode's description.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why pre-arranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.